CR News, I'm Qi Zhi. China plans to fulfill its first ever manual space docking by 2012, probably with women astronauts. Two spacecraft launches are now scheduled in 2012 for space docking attempts, and at least one of them will be manned. A spokesperson for China's manned space program says the crew members, including two female astronauts, have already been selected for the potential space docking missions and are being trained with manual docking skills. China is to launch the unmanned spacecraft Shenzhou 8 tomorrow morning to attempt its first space rendezvous and docking with Tiangong-1, an unmanned lab module sent into space in late September. Planes of Australia's Qantas Airways have returned to the skies after the country's labour tribunal ordered the company to resume flights. Qantas estimates it has a backlog of 22,000 passengers still stranded around the world after it grounded its entire fleet over the weekend. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce says he hopes to have services back to normal within 24 hours. He also apologised to passengers, many who have vowed never to fly with the airline again.
We very much regret the inconvenience and stress that has been caused by this action. We will be doing all that we can to put things right.
Qantas grounded its fleet over an industrial dispute between the airline and the unions, but Fair Work Australia ordered it to stop in the early hours of this morning. The independent tribunal said it was acting to prevent significant damage to the tourism and airline industries. The Japanese government has intervened in the currency market to weaken the yen after it hit a post-war high. The move resulted in the yen weakening as much as 5%. Japanese authorities already stepped into the currency markets in March, but the move had only a limited impact as the yen continued its rise. A snowstorm has hit the U.S. East Coast, killing at least 9 people. Some areas of Massachusetts saw nearly 70 centimeters of snow. More than 3 million homes have lost electricity supply from Maryland to Massachusetts. Authorities say some residents may be without power for several days. The frontrunner in Kyrgyzstan's presidential election, Almazbek Atambayev, has claimed a victory after winning an overwhelming share of votes in Sunday's polls. With almost 98% of precincts counted, Atambayev had garnered more than 63% of ballots cast. Sunday's election came after the ousting former president Kurmanbek Bakiyev in a violent uprising in April 2010, which left more than 90 people dead. A former guerrilla fighter has been elected mayor of Colombia's capital, Bogotá. Gustavo Petro defeated 8 other candidates in a race and will assume office on January 1st for a 4-year term. Petro was a former guerrilla fighter from the April 19th Movement, or M19, which laid down weapons in the early 1990s after negotiations with the government. He once served as a senator and then a House of Representatives. A police officer held responsible for a road accident that killed 5 people in central China has been officially charged. Wang Yingpeng is the head of a township police station in Henan province. He lost control of his van and ran into 2 utility poles in Liangzhu Saturday afternoon. The poles fell, crushing to death 4 passers-by and injuring another 4, one of whom later died in hospital. Wang is suspected of driving under the influence of alcohol. Thick fog continued to blanket China's northern and eastern regions today, as the National Meteorological Center has warned of increasing safety risks on roads and docks as well as at airports. The country's top meteorological authority issued a yellow alert early today. In some areas, fog and haze reduced visibility to as low as 200 meters. The fog is expected to disperse tomorrow as rains move into North China. India has welcomed the world's first symbolic 7 billionth citizen named Nargis, born to a family in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh. Statistics show that 51 babies are born every minute in India, and of these, 11 babies are born in Uttar Pradesh alone. So the United Nations Population Fund had estimated that the world's 7 billionth inhabitant would be born in this state. But the number is only symbolic, as the Philippines has also reported the birth of the 7 billionth girl baby early Monday in Manila. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.